This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has highlighted that India is emerging as a global leader in space aviation convergence. Addressing the International Air Transport Association, IATA's 81st Annual General Meeting and plenary session of World Air Transport Summit at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi today, the Prime Minister remarked that civil aviation sector has witnessed historic advancements over the past decade, which are well recognized.
ये कार्यक्रम चार दशक बाद भारत में हो रहा है इन चार दशकों में भारत में बहुत कुछ बदल चुका है आज का भारत पहले से कहीं ज्यादा आत्मविश्वास से भरा हुआ है ग्लोबल एविएशन इकोसिस्टम में हम न केवल एक विशाल मार्केट है बल्कि पॉलिसी लीडरशिप इनोवेशन और इंक्लूसिव डेवलपमेंट के प्रतीक भी हैं
Mr. Modi said that the success of the Udaan scheme is a golden chapter in Indian civil aviation, and now India has become the world's third largest domestic aviation market. He underscored India's role in the global aviation ecosystem, not only as a vast market, but also as a symbol of policy leadership, innovation and inclusive development.
ये डायलॉग एविएशन के साथ ही ग्लोबल कोऑपरेशन क्लाइमेट कमिटमेंट्स और इक्विटेबल ग्रोथ के शेयर्ड एजेंडा को आगे बढ़ाने का एक माध्यम भी है इस समिट में आप जो चर्चा कर रहे हैं उससे ग्लोबल एविएशन को नई दिशा मिलेगी मुझे विश्वास है हम इस सेक्टर की इन्फिनिट पॉसिबिलिटीज को टैप कर पाएंगे उन्हें और बेहतर ढंग से यूटिलाइज कर पाएंगे
Speaking on the occasion, Civil Aviation Minister K. Ram Mohan Naidu said that the government is committed to developing 50 more airports in the next 5 years in the country. The International Air Transport Association event, which commenced yesterday, will culminate tomorrow. India and Paraguay have decided to further strengthen their ties in sectors like clean energy, green hydrogen and biofuels. The decision was taken during the delegation-level talks held between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Paraguay President Santiago Peña Palacios in New Delhi today. Both the countries also expressed their commitment to overcome the menace of cybercrime, organized crime and drug trafficking. Mr. Palacios is on a 3-day state visit to India. The government has notified the guidelines for a scheme to promote manufacturing of electric passenger cars in the country. Briefing media in New Delhi today, Heavy Industries Minister H.D. Kumaraswamy said that India is offering low import tax, which is 15% on electric cars worth at least $35,000, to attract big international car brands. He added that this benefit is only available if the companies agree to invest and manufacture electric vehicles in the country. Mr. Kumaraswamy said that approved applicants would be required to make a minimum investment of 4,150 crore rupees in line with the provision of the scheme. National Council of Educational Research and Training, NCERT, has taken action against criminals involved in manufacture, distribution, and sale of pirated NCERT textbooks. Adopting a zero-tolerance policy towards piracy, NCERT has seized more than 5 lakh copies of pirated NCERT textbooks, a huge quantity of printing paper and machinery worth more than 20 crore rupees. NCERT has also registered 29 FIRs against printers, warehouse owners and retailers of pirated NCERT textbooks. A second round of peace talks between Russia and Ukraine was held today in Istanbul, Turkey. Turkish Foreign Minister Hakan Fidan said the aim of the meeting was to evaluate the conditions for a ceasefire, to discuss a possible meeting between the Russian and Ukrainian presidents, and to look at more prisoner exchange opportunities. And the Women's ODI World Cup 2025 will be held in India and Sri Lanka from the 30th of September to 2nd of November. The International Cricket Council, ICC, today announced the schedule for the tournament in Colombo. The 13th edition of the tournament will be held at 5 venues across India and Sri Lanka. India, Australia, England, South Africa, New Zealand, Sri Lanka, Bangladesh and Pakistan are teams which will compete in the Women's World Cup. And that is the end of this news bulletin.